Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Got a special interview episode for you all with Emma Hernan, one of the stars of Netflix's Selling Sunset, which just aired its sixth season. Fantastic. But a bunch of fancy realtors going around selling houses. Now, Emma also runs an empanada empire. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that last year I did a whole Emma empanada taste test journey on my Instagram stories. I believe it's still saved to my Instagram highlights if you want to go check it out. But it was so wild. I did a taste test with all of her different flavors empanadas, and that snowballed, and I got so many messages, probably more messages than anything before. And people were reaching out, people were resharing it, and somehow I became a snackfluencer because of it. Because then recently I did this whole taste test with the Pop-Tarts, and it wasn't planned. It wasn't promoted or sponsored or anything like that, but I got all the Pop-Tart flavors together and I started trying them. And then the Pop-Tart people reached out and sent me a bunch of other crazy flavors of Pop-Tarts. So what I'm trying to say is somehow I've accidentally stumbled into the role of snackfluencer and feel like a regular Bethany Frankel. I don't know if anyone follows her on YouTube or TikTok, but she does all these like product taste tests, and she really does appropriate Midwest culture by going into the Olive Garden and posting about it. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, though, Matt and I were shopping on Sunday, and we went out to Burbank, and in Burbank here, there's like this whole area that feels very Ohio to me. It's like this whole shopping center that's got a Target, a Walmart, it's got an Olive Garden, it's got an Outback Steakhouse, it's like all of the shops, a TJ Maxx, you know, I'm Maxinista. It's like all of these shops all in one place. And I was like, Bethany would have a field day here. She'd get all her content in one day, just going to each store and trying the products. Anyway, I'm not quite there yet, but I did have fun doing the Emma empanada journey. And so it was so great to finally connect with Emma. We almost did something last year and then it didn't work out. And long story short, I'm happy that she's on the show now. She is fantastic, and I actually fell even more in love with her in the sixth season, because before this current season that just finished airing, I feel like we didn't really get to know Emma that much. We got a little tiny bit of her, but now in the new season, I feel like we're getting more and more, and I am just dying for season seven. So I got some tea on like what's coming in season seven, which they already filmed, whether or not there will be a reunion after that season seven, plus where she stands with Christine, all sorts of good stuff. So I'm going to play that for you all now. As always, I will put this up on the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Danny Pellegrino and the number one. Of course, we'll be back later this week with all of our Vanderpump Rules recap. Scandoval is still going on. I think we got one more week of it, or maybe two if I think they're doing one of those bonus episodes. So anyway, that's all wrapping up, but we will be back with the Bravo stuff, I believe, tomorrow or right after Vanderpump Rules airs. And so we'll have all of that recap goodness. But for now, please enjoy my chat with Emma. Oh, by the way, I also asked her about the styling, because if you watch Selling Sunset, like the outfits this season in season six are crazier than ever. Every scene is wild what they're wearing to these open houses. I've been to open houses, and I feel like it's also making everybody else, all the other realtors across the country, have to step up their wardrobe game, because they're probably tuned into Selling Sunset and they're looking at these outfits on these gals who are strutting into open houses left and right wearing all sorts of designer garbs. So I really tried to get to the bottom of this and find out, was it stylists? Are they putting these together themselves? Do they get a wardrobe budget? So we get into all that. I hope you enjoy my chat with Emma, I keep wanting to say with Emma Empanada, but no, her name is Emma Hernan. She's lovely. Thank you so much. And please enjoy.
Finally meet you. I feel like we know each other though.
I know. We go back social media wise.
We do. We go way back.
Emma, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm sure you've seen on social media my empanada journey with your empanadas. Yes. And my boyfriend is obsessed with your pizza flavored ones.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. He like was just telling me, he's like, you got to tell her that I love the pizza. Is it the pizza flavor? Yeah. The pizza flavored ones.
Oh my goodness. Well, I will send you some more and I can't wait to see. Yeah. That journey. I was on that journey with you. I was living for it. I was like, I need to see every single post. No, I love that. That was iconic.
Thank you. People still reach out to me about it. And the QVC, we almost did something. QVC had reached out. We almost did something. I don't remember exactly. I mean, everything's sort of blurring together in my head. But the pizza flavored ones really were like a larger pizza roll, which, and I mean that as like the biggest compliment. Like they were literally like a larger Totino's pizza roll in the best of ways.
Who doesn't want to eat a large Totino's pizza roll? Seriously. But these have a healthy twist to it. So, you know, they're less calories, they're plant-based. I mean, come on, it's a win-win.
Emma, let's talk about the show Selling Sunset. I thought season 6 was like your best season ever. I was very concerned with Christine not being there. I'm like, where's the drama going to come from? Where's the conflict? How is the story going to go? And I truly, I'm not just bullshitting you. I think it was like the best season. There's so many layers, so many new dynamics. How did you feel going into the season? Were you all worried sort of as a cast maybe about whether or not there was going to be conflict, or did you always sort of feel going into season 6, it's going to open up story for the rest of us?
So I definitely thought going into season 6, it would open up. So everyone would kind of get to develop a little bit more, which I think is important. You want to see layers to people. And I think that this season just had so many different dynamics. Now, with that being said, I did not know the drama was going to get to the level that it did. I had zero idea that it would ever go that high. So, I mean, it was obviously a win for the show, but probably a loss for some of the girls. a lot of brain cells are fried from season 6. But like you said, I mean, I honestly feel like it was the best season yet.
100%. And Nicole was an addition, but she had worked at the real estate company before being on the show. And I mean, there was like craziness, Emma, like that whole scene at the table. What was going through all of your minds when Chrishell said the thing about the crack? Was it the crack or on crack or crackhead or something? Yeah, there was like some confusion.
Talking about crack.
Say crack again. Wasn't that a Mean Girls quote? Yeah. What was going through your head during that scene?
Well, first of all, can we talk about the best moment ever of the whole season when Nicole's walking away and Mary's like, you're not a crackhead. You're not a crackhead, nor have you ever been a crackhead. I'm sorry. That's going to go down as one of the most iconic, memorable reality TV moments. But no, when you just said that, talking about that dinner, I was covered in goosebumps. I mean, it was wild because I mean, there was a time like, so me, Chelsea and Chrishell are also close and we're kind of like looking at each other. And I mean, Nicole was behaving really weird and we kind of all were like, you know, it's a little weird, mate. And then when they went at each other, it was like, all right, you want to throw that? I'm going to call it how it is. So it was one of those moments. But I just remember as soon as that was dropped, everyone was just like we couldn't even get our jaws off of the damn table.
The real telling thing to me though, Emma, was like, and maybe some of it was cut or something. And I know you just mentioned Mary sort of yelling, you're not on crack or whatever, but I sort of felt like nobody really was denying it all that much.
Yeah. That was like the part of it wasn't like, yeah, it was, there was not a lot of denying. I couldn't figure out what was going on, but I was like, first of all, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Anyways, if you're going off and you're getting a drug test, I mean, geez, if anyone said that to me, I would just laugh. You're making it a way bigger thing. Like guilty much? I don't know.
Also, she seemed to want the smoke a little bit because that one scene where it was a different episode, she goes, pulls Chrishell aside at one of the openings or something. And I felt like was looking for a reaction. And then Chrishell gave her the reaction. And it's like my grandma always says, or the pussycat dolls always say, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it.
Exactly. I mean, she came in and she had a plan and her plan was to try and take down Chrishell. And, you know, it didn't really work in her favor. And more power to Chrishell for sticking up for herself and showing. And I honestly love that, especially because, you know, there's millions and millions of people watching and Chrishell's so sweet. But also, too, like it showed people out there, like you can still be sweet as can be, but you have to stick up for yourself. And Nicole was coming at her and attacking her and she had this plan this whole time. And Chrishell was like, all right, let's play ball then.
Yeah. Do you think Nicole was planning that for the sake of the TV show, or was it something just to get a rise out of Chrishell, or what was the motivation exactly?
I mean, I definitely think that Nicole just has something against Chrishell. And I think that ultimately, if we pull everything away, it comes down to jealousy. And I'm going to call it how it is. I'm very open. And when I feel a certain way, I'm open about it. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of jealousy when it comes to, you know, Nicole and Chrishell. And it's unfortunate because Chrishell is so sweet and so fun and she can't control certain things. But, you know, I don't know if it was because she dated Jason too and clearly Chrishell was a favorite. But, or, you know, maybe it was because Chrishell, you know, does really well in real estate, but Chrishell had given Nicole leads. Chrishell had given Nicole business. So that was what was wild to me, is that Nicole is actually coming at someone that it's like, you know, that saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Mm-hmm. I loved watching it, Emma. I know it's all of your lives, but I loved watching it. I want to back up and get away from the drama for a second, because I'm so fascinated by your wardrobes, which seem to have reached a new level of unhinged this season. And I love them, but like, I need to know your planning process for what you're wearing for the show. I know you can't speak for everyone, but take me through as much detail as possible for how these looks come together.
Okay. On the show. So I've always loved dressing up. Like it's always been my thing. If there was a holiday in high school, you know, whether it was Christmas, I had like the knee high stockings on and a skirt that was basically a scarf. Like that's always been my thing. So when I joined Selling Sunset, I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. I get to basically dress up extra every single day. And I mean, I literally just go upstairs. I have like a whole wardrobe of outfits. Everything's color coded and I'm kind of like whatever I'm feeling that day. I don't pre-plan. So a lot of the girls pre-plan. I'm the type of person that day I run upstairs, kind of like whatever I'm feeling hair wise, makeup wise, what matches, I run up and throw stuff together. But the girls, a lot of them will have like outfits set. But me, I'm like, you know, whatever I'm feeling that day.
Wow. So wait, do you all get like a wardrobe budget or is this just that's part of the thing?
We do not get a budget for a wardrobe for sure. So it's like whatever we can do, whatever we get, it's all on us.
Oh my God, Emma, I'm like blown away for some reason in my head. And maybe this is just because I watch too much reality TV or something, but I just assumed because all of your looks are so put together and elaborate, it seems like a lot of designer stuff too. And so I'm surprised that it's all of your stuff.
You would think I'd love to bring you in when we're negotiating to get that wardrobe.
Do you have a look that you love the most from your time on the show? And also one that you look back on, and you're like, why the fuck was I wearing that?
Ooh, okay. So definitely my favorite look was probably season 4 when I came, was the business suit jet scene when I'm coming off in the red, because I just feel like that was, so I love like boss, sexy, elegant. And I feel like that suit was boss, sexy, elegant. You got to see a little skin, you know, I'm a CEO of a company. Like I just love that type of vibe. So hands down, I would say that's probably my favorite outfit. Although season 7 has some killer outfits coming up. So you have a lot to look forward to. And then worst outfit, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's some that I look back on, but I don't have like one that I really regret, because I was feeling in whatever mood that day. So I wore it. I don't have too many outfit regrets, I will say. Maybe like something that was a little bit more boring and I should have been a little more extra.
Yeah. Boss, sexy, elegant. Now that's what I'm going to say to myself when I go in my closet to get something to wear. Boss, sexy, elegant. Yeah. That's what
Boss,
I mean.
Boss, sexy, elegant. I love it.
I loved seeing Chrishell and G Flip. I know you're close. What's their relationship like? Do you think the show was an accurate representation of what their relationship is like off the show?
Yeah. I mean, I think that they have probably one of the most goal relationships that you could possibly look up to. They are so in love. I love seeing them together. The second that G came into Chrishell's life, I mean, Chrishell's had a whole different smile and a whole different glow. You definitely get to see them together, but you get to see just a small piece of them, because when they just have so much fun when they're together. I mean, we go out all the time, and every time that I'm with them, I will say it's one of my favorite nights ever. We could be at Saddle Ranch riding a bull, which yes, we did do, to literally going to the Emmys, and no matter what, we're always having the best time. But you know, they have a really, really special love and something that I've never seen before. And it's something that I look up to and hopefully we'll have one day too.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, are you seeing anyone right now, or what's going on with
you? I'm not seeing anyone. I'm single. I'm dating though. So, you know, if anything, any updates, I will.
What's your
know.
Type? What's your type? Like who would you like?
I feel like, oh, it's so funny, because I feel like I definitely have some different types, but like, I like a good businessman, but then at the same time, I mean, I definitely like a little like athlete and someone that's, you know, fit, takes care of themselves. But it's funny because when I'm out and about, Herschel will see somebody walk by and she'd be like, ooh, he's your type. And she does know it, which is weird because sometimes I don't even know it. But that's how you know a true best friend, when they know your type and you're not even sure.
Right. You said someone who's fit, and I just have to bring up the scene of you running in season 6. Have you seen people say that it's like Phoebe from Friends? I'm sure you've seen that.
Oh my God. Wait. Yeah. But okay. First of all, I'm like a decent runner. Like, I don't think we realize how fast Chelsea is. Like, I actually thought I was way more athletic than I was. I was a swimmer though. So we'll take the swimming. I'll race anyone in the water. But yeah, running, I need to, well, fun fact though, which you guys didn't get to see, after we did that race, Chelsea raced the entire crew, males, females, and there was one guy on the crew that beat everybody. Everybody. I have to say, Chelsea is literally the fastest person I've ever met in my life. But I wasn't giving that day.
We have to take a quick break here. We'll be back with so much more from Emma Hernan of Netflix's Selling Sunset. I want to thank Acast. You can find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Wherever you listen to the podcast, be sure to hit subscribe. I have a very exciting announcement about live shows coming very soon, I believe this week. So follow me on social media for all of those updates and stay tuned to the podcast. Hit subscribe or follow wherever you listen to the podcast. And thank you so much. We'll be right back. All right, I'm sure a lot of you out there can relate, because every time there's a commercial break and I'm watching one of my shows, I'm always hopping on the Redfin app or website because I just want to check out real estate listings. Like, I love checking out real estate listings, even for the houses that I cannot afford. It's my favorite app to use, Redfin. I just got a home, of course, but it was a pretty stressful process. And if I would have known how easy Redfin was, I think it would have helped out a lot. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. See something you like? Well, book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process, making it so easy. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents, with a listing fee as low as 1%. Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. Now that's a great thing. I love using Redfin. I love checking out. If you're buying or selling a home and you need some help with that, check out Redfin. Download the Redfin app to get started. I loved it. I loved it. Tell me about season 7. So you all filmed season 7, right? So are we getting that soon? Do we have a date, or what can you tell me?
I wish we had a date. I honestly would probably tell you if I knew, but we don't have a date yet. I don't know. Hopefully soon, because I feel like everyone, you know, they just saw this new season. They're so invested. Everyone wants to see what's going on. There's still drama going on right now outside of the cameras. And I see all the news headlines about it, and everyone's kind of trying to figure out what's happening. So hopefully soon, but I can assure you 7 is even better than 6. I don't know how, but I can assure you, based on, like, I was there, based on, I haven't even seen anything, but based on being there, it's mind blowing.
Wait, so it's lots of drama, or who is the drama? Can you tease who is in some of the drama?
Well, we have some new little interesting dynamics. So we have a little bit of new drama, but yeah, we're still, you know, Nicole's still adding some toxic spice.
If you could get rid of someone, who would you get rid of? Would it be Nicole?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't really care for her, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, totally.
She does nothing for me.
You and Christine had a tenuous relationship before she left. What's the status of the two of you now? Have you seen or heard from her since she left the show?
You know, I've heard some of the girls still talk to her. So I've heard from them that they've talked to her and things like that. You know, Christine and I have never really talked or hashed things out. But to be honest with you, I don't really care. I don't have any crazy hate or animosity towards her. I never did, to be honest with you. It was always her, you know, having a thing with me. And you know, I think we're grown enough. Hopefully things can be cool, civil, squashed, but who knows? You know what I mean? I can't control other people, but yeah, I mean, I don't care, and I don't think about it.
What about the spinoff is called Spinning or Selling the OC, and I loved the spinoff. Do you know any of them? Obviously, we saw the scene at the end of season 6 of some of the Selling the OC cast members and you all sort of coming together for, I don't know, an open house or party or something. But do you know them at all personally, like that cast?
I do. I know them a little bit. I mean, we see them at different settings and stuff like that. Alexander Jarvis is definitely my favorite, for sure. I feel like, you know, we get we have the same kind of, she's very boss business. and she's super intelligent. So like, I love being around strong, independent women, and she's amazing. So as far as the other ones, I know when I see in passing, but like Alex, I actually keep up with, and you know, I've invited her to my like little lunch events and stuff like that. So she's probably the one that I'm closest with for sure.
Wait, what did you think about that guy who was married to Brittany Snow? And he was like very flirtatious with the other woman. I forget her name.
Alexander Hall and Tyler Sandoval. Okay. Or no. Oh my God. I just said, that was so bad.
I mean, basically like, the same. I mean, similar vibes.
Oh my God. Wait, that literally just came out of my mouth. That's hilarious. What is his last name? It's something with an S.
Tyler, I don't know, something.
Oh my God. Okay, well, that's funny. I guess we can call him that for now.
Spiritually, he's a Sandoval.
Oh my God, I'm dying. I don't know. I feel like that was a little questionable, all of that. I don't know them in person that well, but I mean, I definitely watched that and I was like, wait, that's interesting. Very interesting dynamics, to say the least. But I guess it makes for great TV.
I know, it was good. I'm so excited for it to come back. Do you all feel competitive at all with that cast, or is a win is a win for all of us?
I think it's basically, you know, selling Sunset is like Chelsea running, and selling OC is like myself running.
I love that. Yeah.
Calling it how it is.
I love that. Okay, let's talk about Brie. You and Brie had some overlap with a client. I wonder, can you clear that up? And where do you and Brie stand now? She was one of the new additions to season 6.
Oh, yeah. So I actually really like Brie. And, you know, I think that, you know, no one really knew. You never know when someone comes into the crew who people are going to gravitate towards. And, you know, Brie and I really connected. And as far as that client situation, that was nothing. And I think that's why we're able to be close and stuff like that. I never reached out to him about houses when Brie and I were close and stuff like that. We cleared it up and Brie apologized and we actually squashed it really quickly. And you'll see our relationship, you know, get closer and stuff, which I think will be really, really cool to watch. But yeah, no, that never happened. I wouldn't do that. And especially if I knew that, you know, somebody was working with somebody else. And that's why Brie and I are able to be so close. I don't think could be if I had ever really done that, you know?
Now, there have been reports that Heather has not filmed for season 7. And how do you feel about that? Did she film at all? Will we see Heather again?
Yeah, no. Heather is in a little bit of 7. So yeah, you will get to see Heather in 7. I love Heather. And you know that she is in some of 7. So you get to see her in 7. I don't know who's reporting that, but fun fact, I'll give you the tea. She is in some of 7. She's awesome. I'm actually seeing her. We're going up to Chriselle's on Friday to meet the baby and stuff. So yeah, you will get to see her in 7.
And what about Davina in season 6? Was she basically let go? Or I mean, I feel like Davina was only in like a second.
Yeah, she wasn't quite in the focus. You know, I think when you're on a show like this, you have to have opinions and you have to kind of, you know, be able to voice them. And I think that she wanted to be a little bit more neutral, which is totally fine. But, you know, when we're making a TV show and there's like people that are actually in real life battling each other, sometimes you have to make a stance and it's okay to make a stance. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person one way or the other. And I think that, you know, even myself, I make a stance with things. It doesn't mean I have the biggest heart, I feel like, out of anyone. And I definitely feel like I make a stance and it's important to make a stance, you know, especially like as women, you know, so.
Yeah. It was nice this season, in season 6, watching you come to the forefront a little bit more, because we got to get to know you better than I think we had previously. And so, I don't know, I really like that. I feel like you seem so sweet through the camera and I don't know, it seems like you have a good heart. And I feel that way about Chriselle too. We've been able to get to know Chriselle for so long, but I feel like that kind of sweetness comes through.
I definitely feel like you got to see me a little bit more for who I am, and you got to see my goofy side. And I'm super goofy and I'm fun and I'm wild. And you know, in season, when I first joined, it was like, okay, they wanted to show like I am a boss, I am a CEO, an entrepreneur, but also have like this crazy, like fun side. And I think that you get to see that, you know, more in 6 and even more in 7. So I think it's good for people to see a little bit of everything.
What's your relationship with Mary now? Are you guys cool?
I love Mary. Yeah, I love Mary. I think Mary is amazing. She's like the sweetest person in the world. Probably does not want to be in the manager position ever again. Too much drama for her.
Emma, I loved that. The whole season six, every time Jason would be like, oh, I'm going out of town or something, and Mary had to take over, and she was clearly so stressed by it.
Oh my God.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
It's so funny. Like, there was actually... there was like this thing someone posted the other day of like what every character is in an animal form. And it was like this cute little monkey from Mary that like apparently it hates loud noises and hates drama. And it was dead on. I'm going to send it to you because it's hilarious. But yeah, Mary's a sweetheart. Love her to death. Does not want to be involved in any drama whatsoever. She will full blown sprint. Sprint Chelsea style.
It was just so funny because I felt like everybody was sort of making her be or the center of the drama or something, or somehow like getting her opinions. And it was clear that she like didn't want to be a part of it, but like somehow kept being like the nucleus of it. There was something that was so funny about that just juxtaposition in this season.
Oh, it was hilarious. Like I said, my favorite moment is when she screamed to Nicole, "You're not a crackhead, nor have you ever been." But yeah, she did not want to be in the drama, and everyone wanted Mary to kind of make a decision and say who's right or wrong. Mary's not going to do that. So it was one of those things. Yeah, an epic Mary moments.
Wait, that drug test thing, though, was... so did you believe any of that stuff? Like, do you think she actually went and got a real drug test and it was accurate?
I mean, I think she really went and got a drug test, which is kind of horrific that you would actually think. First of all, why are you going to waste your time on a vacation to go do that? That's a little crazy. And then on top of that, why are you taking it so serious? If someone ever said that to me, I would laugh so hard. I mean, I've also never tried a drug in my life, but like, I would laugh so hard and it just wouldn't be that serious. But I don't know. She made it a whole thing by going to get a drug test and doing all that. I don't know.
There was just something so sketch about it, the way you all reacted and then going to get the thing. Yeah, it was just so strange to me. It's the right thing. And I kept thinking about like the logistics of it. Is it just because she's on a TV show and she's worried? I understand maybe worrying about an accusation like that because it's on camera. You might not have control over the editing and stuff. And so you might want to clear it or nip it in the bud. But I don't know. It felt weird.
Yeah, well, imagine being there. It felt even weirder. It was like very confusing to everyone. And like, what is happening? Why are you taking this so serious? Like, chill out. Literally take a chill pill.
Right. Yeah. I did love though that you all went on a cast trip, because I of course love the Housewives and they always do cast trips. And so it was so refreshing to see you all get away. Will there be another cast trip in season 7?
Ooh, I think I can tease that there will be another trip. I don't know if I can say where. There will definitely be another trip, and it's even cooler.
Like outside of California?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait. Emma, before I let you go... Okay, I can't wait. Before I let you go, what else... is there anything else you could tease or anything that you want to clear up from season 6 of Selling Sunset?
No, I think we kind of cleared everything up. I mean, I think that, you know, you got to see the dynamics between, you know, Chelsea and Bree and Nicole and Chriselle. And I think that I'm really proud of Chriselle for sticking up for herself, and more power to her. I think people get to see a whole new side to her. And I love that. And, you know, season 6, I was definitely just kind of there taking it all in and having my opinions. And I think that you get to see some fun friendship dynamics.
I'm super excited for season 7. Hopefully we'll get it very soon. Tell everyone about your empanadas too. Of course, I went on the empanada journey, which I think is still saved on my Instagram highlights, but tell everyone where they could get them and more about these empanadas.
Yes. So actually, we just got launched in Pavilions, which is my newest account. I am so excited. And then, yeah, on QVC, I think we're going to start that up again. So maybe we can do our QVC collab. I know that they were really wanting that. So I feel like we have to do that, especially now that the season is out. I feel like it's perfect timing to do our QVC collab.
I would love it. I also feel it's sort of a bucket list dream of mine to be a QVC host, where I get to like, I just want to be there being like, okay, tell me about these empanadas. Like, I used to watch it as a kid. I would be up late at night watching like HSN or QVC or whatever. And I love like the host having to like oversell and like talk about what we're eating and talk about what we're doing. I used to love Christmas time when they would be selling like Christmas lights, or I used to watch some like Looney Tunes show on QVC where they had like all the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes merch. And it's like always been a dream of mine to be like, okay, now here's the Taz t-shirt, or here's Emma's empanadas. Like, here's how we get it. So I think it's so wonderfully absurd. And I mean that in the nicest of ways, but
well, let's make that dream come true. We'll get you on. see.
We'll make it happen. Okay, the last two things I ask. Here's the thing that I just remembered. Wait, so will the plan be to do another reunion after season 7, or do you all not know that yet?
I think we're doing a reunion after season 7. So I think that it will be good. I feel like that reunion is going to be spicy.
Oh, I need it.
I don't know if the audience can handle the spice on that one.
Oh, we can handle it. Okay, the last two questions I ask all of my guests are your favorite Mariah Carey song. And then also, if you were choosing for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, who would you choose?
Ooh, okay. That's an easy one. I'll lead with that one. Okay. I will say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, good choice, Emma.
Especially, have you seen him lately?
Yeah, I mean,
okay, so he's doing that some boxing movie, and he is like extra fit and ripped, and yeah, he's giving. So that's who I would vote. I don't know if my vote counts, but that's who I would vote for.
I love it. Wait, have you dated any? You've probably dated famous guys. You live in LA and you're stunning looking.
Oh, I made the mistake of mentioning that once. I will not mention who I'm dating ever again.
Wait, I don't know my research. Wait, who did you date?
Oh God, no. I didn't. I just mentioned somebody, but yeah, no.
I'm just remembering it was on the show, wasn't it?
Yes. So I keep my celebrity dating relationships private now, moving forward for life.
Oh my God. Now I need to know. Wait, can you tell me who it was? I remember it was on the show.
It was on the show. Yeah. It was on the show. He's married to a certain someone famous, but yeah.
Oh, was it Ben Affleck?
Yeah. So, but that was nothing anyways. Nothing came of that. I mentioned it. It was nothing. But yeah, I definitely will not be mentioning any celebrity.
You must have gone. What's your favorite Ben Affleck movie? Can I ask you that?
Oh, I can answer that. I like The Town. I'm from Boston, so yeah. I like The Town. That was easy.
You must have dated some other hot famous men, right?
That's a story for another day.
Okay. We'll talk offline. Okay. Okay, the last thing is your favorite Mariah Carey song. I don't know if you have one or can think of one.
I would actually have to say it's Hero, because for my second grade, we had like a talent show. Me and my best friend, we sang Hero, and we fought over the microphone, and I did an awful job. Like, you want to talk about me running Chelsea? We totally botched it. I don't know why I thought I was a singer, but Hero has to be the winner. If we could somehow scramble that video up, oh my God, it would be iconic.
You have to find the video somewhere.
I have to find it. But Hero for the win, because picturing myself singing that song and botching it, yeah, that's the winner.
I love it. Emma, this was such a delight getting to chat with you. Everyone can check out Selling Sunset on Netflix season 6 and hopefully season 7. I'm hoping it'll be like a surprise drop very soon. Or
me too. We'll I'm right there with you. I'll give you the
tea
if I get it sooner.
Please. Emma, thank you so much. Everyone also get Emma's empanadas. You can get them at Pavilions now, which is super exciting. We shop there all the time. Thank you, Emma. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
It's a pleasure. I love decorating the house and getting furniture, but sometimes it could be overwhelming to design a space. And so luckily, I'm here to tell you about a company called Cozy. Now, Cozy is fantastic, a North American company that thoughtfully designs furniture made for modern living. Now, Cozy strives to provide the best furniture shopping experience with elegant, super high quality products, plus fast delivery and easy assembly, which is really important to me because I do not like putting together furniture. So the easier, the better for me. Now, Cozy offers beautiful, customizable sofas and sectionals that are made to adapt in time. This means customers can add seats to the sofas over time. Maybe if you're extending your family, you might want more space on the couch. Cozy also offers a great range of coffee tables, washable rugs, wall shelving, credenzas, TV stands, and accessories. So much. It's thoughtfully designed furniture made for modern living. There's an outdoor sofa and tables collection that is fantastic. It's called the Mistral. So you can choose the perfect sofa configuration for your outdoor setup. Cozy also opened its first retail space on Queen Street in Toronto to push the experience to the next level and allow customers to engage physically with the products. So transform your living space today with Cozy. Visit cozy.com, spelled Cozey, to start customizing your furniture today. Again, that's Cozy, Cozey.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.